Greetings to the congregation. Last week, in the title last week is to understand God better. And this week, the title of the message is to understand oneself better. Do you understand yourself completely yet? If there's someone saying to you that you are the rich, very rich person, happiness, do you think that is true with you? Because there are so many problems in our life. How can we accept that we are a rich person or a happy person? There's a story about an old man passing by a young man that was still in a sorrow face. And this old man asked this young person, "Why are you so sad? Anything that happened that caused you to have this sin?" And this young man said, "I don't know, but I worked really, really hard, but I still feel like I'm very poor. And so that's why I'm so sad." And this old person, "Are you? You are not poor. You are very rich and happy." And the young man said, "There is no one tell me that I am so rich." And the old person said, "If you need money, I chop a finger and I pay you 3 golden coins. Would you join?" And he said, "No." The young man said, "No. If maybe I chop the whole hand off, and with that I pay you 30 pieces of golden coins." The young man said, "No. Anyway, how about I gouge out your eyes and 3,000 golden coins?" He said, "Never." So the old man said, "How about you want to have 3,000 to become an old man like me?" And the young man said, "No, nothing. Of course not. I don't want that. So how about you come to me? I give 30,000 golden coins, but you have to give your life to me." And the young man said, "No." He understood now what this old man was telling him. And he said, "You say you are correct. I recognize that I am a very happy and rich person." The congregation in our life, there are so many are complaining because we could not receive things that other people receive. If this morning we feel that with self, when we feel healthy, maybe we are have that fortune to more than many people in this world. If we have not any destruction of war or the loneliness or the prison cell of hunger, maybe we are happy. So 500 million people on this world. But in your fridge, you're full of food. We have clothes to change out. We have money to spend. We are happier than so many people who are poor and homeless. If we have some in the money in the bank, we belong to top 8% of the rich person in this world. And the congregation, if we still have relatives, we have father and mother, those with us, our close relatives, we know that we belong to one of the happiest portion of the people. And these are the things that you have right now. But I like to introduce this morning, we may have a rich more happiness, not in the sense of that we find in this world. When you take the word of God and think about your life, you can discover that we are very rich and happy people. May we understand ourselves better. The key verse is in Peter. "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Do you feel happy when we are children of God? Do you feel happy when we receive the mercy of God? Let's bow our head for prayer, for guidance this morning. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you because in this time, we still being called out to the children of God. And at this time, God still accepts us and treat us like your son. And in this time, all the promises in the Bible that we have read this morning still are the promise that you have saved us. May we regard ourselves against your word. If we're not worthy with the position that you have given us, a position of a child, please forgive our sins. May we see that our happiness that we receive from you, Lord, so we can live in this world with an attitude of praising and worship to you. May your word will teach each one of us this morning. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, we think about four things that we know God understands best. We will be worthy of His love. We will be pleasing to God when we understand God better. We will have a right purpose when we understand God. And we will experience God better. That's last week. And today, we understand oneself better. There are three things that we can understand about ourselves. First, that is, we will receive the strength from our God the Father. The second, we will have an inheritance of His grace for us. And the third point is, we will be His God's people, the people of Him, because of the complete salvation. The first thing, to be strengthened by the power of the God. In verse 11, may God strengthen us according to His glorious might so that you may have great endurance and patience. And this is a prayer of Paul for all the believers. That means everybody can experience this. May your strength with all the power according to His glorious might. So, a person who put faith in Jesus, we will receive strength by the glorious might of heaven. Before, we never experienced this. But once, when we put our faith in Jesus, it is certain we will experience a strength from God in our life. When we talk about strength, that talk about ability is something from inside of us. How you and me will have that strength? How can we receive this strength from the glorious power of God? In Mark chapter 5, Luke talk about a story about a woman. And this is a woman who has bleeding for 12 years she's been bleeding. She's seen many doctors. She spent all her fortune, but cannot heal. But her condition worsened. This is in a person in desperation. She heard about Jesus. She never met Jesus. She only heard about Jesus to other people. But when she heard about Jesus, her heart, there is a hope. If I just touch the garment, the bottom of the garment of Jesus, I will be healed. She expressed her faith in her understanding by to fight through the crowd. Because in the back, to chase after the crowd, to approach Jesus, to touch the robe of Jesus, it's not simple. But to express her faith that if I touch the robe of Jesus, I will be healed. And that caused us to motivate her to overcome all the obstacles so that she can touch the robe of Jesus. And the Bible said, the moment she touched the robe of Jesus, she felt it. The blood has not has stopped flowing. The congregation, Jesus has turned around and asked, who has touched my robe? And Peter said, oh, everybody is around you. There are many people. It's in the crowd. And Jesus said, no, there is someone who touched my robe because I feel the power coming out from me. So we see here that the people are touching the word, but only the unintentional touching, no motivation, but there is no touching of a woman. There is a motivation behind it. If I touch the robe of Jesus, I will be healed. And this woman has a faith, and because of the faith, she touched the robe of Jesus. Jesus, I feel like the power going out from me. So we understand that to have this strength, this power of God, and experience the glorious mind, we must have a faith to touch God. Our life, have we have the faith to touch God? We need to know God about in the worshiping activities through some messages. Have you experienced the touching of us to God so that Jesus can express his strength, a power that comes out of Jesus, cause a strength in the heart of the believers? We need that. We ask that each one of us can experience that. I hope, I pray that you will be strengthened from the glorious power. That is something will happen in each one of us. I want to pray the same to express your God, to express God's strength for each one of us here. Only faith in Jesus can bring us that strength. A person coming to church does not have that kind of power or strength. Someone who offers doesn't have this kind of mind. Or anyone who does in activity of church does not have this kind of power. This power can only be expressed when our faith touch upon Jesus. That means each one of us, the faith must be a faith that Jesus can see and know. And his power can flow from him. Jesus gives his power, his mind to each one of us for do us. We read that so that you may have great endurance and patience. We are in a world full of troubles. Even here in this pandemic, this COVID-19 is touching every country, and we are still suffering from that. Even we have not seen any vaccine that can cure, maybe in the future, maybe, but the people that contracted this continue to increase. We are facing that the Bible saying that the day of Jesus returning is very near. God is wanting us to receive the strength from God because of his glory. Jesus, when resurrected, appeared to his apostles in the high room, saying, be full of Holy Spirit. And Jesus gave a commandment, God has sent me, so I will send you the same. And we hear this commandment, as Father has sent me, so I will send you the same way. That means that each of us here has been commanded Jesus in this world, and responsibility very important, a position very important as as important as God has sent Jesus to you. Think us, the normal people coming here, has played an important role. But the Bible says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you the same. It's a commandment that has everybody has the same responsibility. We're not doing what God Jesus, but we are doing something important, as important as Jesus, to bring on for God. And to live in this world full of deceit and darkness. It's under the darkness, under Satan. God will have to give us a power by the power of God to endure. Before, we have faith. We are in the same world. We are no different than everybody else in this world. And there's nothing different between us and one that denies the Lord. But once we have faith, God has picked us away from this world and called His children. Before, you are not a people. Now, you are the people of God. But God put us here in this world, put us back into the world. Now, we are living not in the world, not in the old self. In this world, we are not belonging to this world. We are belonging to God. And to have this life, we have to have the strength from God. And that position is a position that God has given us to have that kind of have that power, that special capability. Our faith must be a kind of faith that God said, there is a power going out from me. This is something, it's a requirement for each one of us. So your faith and my faith, is it certain, it's a kind of faith that the power from Jesus will be out from him into your life and now my life. To have, so that we can endure in patience. Our endurance means that it's something, it's not something that we face, that is no escape. We accept the situation. We live in this world that's called has often. We just accept our situation. Should we do that? Or just want to tell us that sin, so that you have patience to endure all. And our translation saying, and we have something that is slightly different in the old translation. And so King James Version, the joyful we endure with joyful. And this is different. The power that we receive from God, not just to endure, but during in joy. How do we, in this world, we believe in God to our, even our relatives despise, our friends hate us. But the God's power will cause us to endure in joy. We can live in a world that has been cursed. Tribulation is waiting for us. Sickness is happening anytime, but we can be endured in patience in this world with joy. In only 2 months ago, in the church, there are some who pass away. Their relatives pass away. And Ms. Duke's grandparents has passed away because of COVID. The brothers-in-law of Mr. Hong and the sister of Miss Ming has passed away because of old age. And this morning, and father of Mr. Long has passed away in Vietnam. My wife's brother has been stroke. One of the Mr. Dream husband got a stroke. Now he could not move his body. Dear congregation, when we heard of those news, we lost a relative, a loved one, and because of this COVID-19, we could not be close to that relative. To feel the last time we heard about our relative in a situation that because of current situation, we could not be close to those person so that we can comfort them or help them. To share the burden, and it's something we could not feel comfortable about. And because you and I are children of God, we will receive a special power by the glorious power of God to make us, help us face all situations. That power, that heavenly power, can cause us to live. It's full of desperation and suffering, but we can endure it with joy. And this is the promise of Jesus for everyone who follow him. Our life may be in a time of troubles, maybe economic issue, maybe we can graduate and we don't know what the future will hold. Your congregation, we can face that situation just like the Bible says. We will receive the power because of the glorious power of God. So your faith of mine is necessary. How can that faith to touch to Jesus so the power of Jesus can come out of Jesus, can help us the strength that we live among these difficulties. There's a father, mother in the, from Cleveland, Ohio, from Texas to visit her daughter. And in this life, the stormy outside. So it was, the plane was shaking and everybody was, are in fear. But this lady is very peaceful. She was sitting still. She didn't cry out like everyone else. When after the bad weather has passed, and there are many asked her, were you not afraid? What am I afraid of? When the plane was shaking, you were not worried about crash. We will die if the plane crash. She answered, I have two daughters. One of them is in Texas. And one other, my other daughter, has returned, has passed away. He is with the Lord. I took this plane to visit my daughter in Texas. My hope is that to visit my daughter. But if anything happened that this plane will crash, I will see my daughter in heaven. There's nothing to be afraid of. What caused her to feel peaceful like that? Only because her faith is close to God. There is a strength by the glorious might of God. Oh, the situation can happen, but in our faith we can feel peace. Because our faith touched to Jesus and the power of Jesus flow out of Jesus toward us. Because the Father, in the times of Roman persecuting the Jews, mainly because of that persecution, because of the faith of Jesus, so the Father in prison because of his faith in Jesus. And this person, he will be executed. And before this execution, this person keep his faith in Jesus. He could not deny it. And they said, this is a good person, very weak. And that the prison guard allowed the daughter to visit him at the prison. And after the visit of the daughter, they pray with each other, embrace, and say, goodbye. And the daughter returned home. And the prison guard thought that this man will suffer because this is the last time he will see his daughter. But this person saw him was very peaceful. And the prison guard was surprised. I feel I have mercy on you, so I allow your daughter to see you the last time. And because you will be executed tomorrow. Well, I think that you'll be sad, but I don't see your sadness at all. And he said, dear prisoner, I have faith. My daughter also has faith in God. We meet each other not just the last time. We just temporarily say that. One day, we will see each other. So, there's nothing to be afraid of. Those are the words that has the strength from God. And Paul would tell us, may we experience that kind of power. May our faith and your faith is the kind of faith that touch the power of Jesus so that we can live and pass through all suffering. The second point, we receive, that is, we will have the inheritance because of His grace. Verse 12, and be joyful, give thanks to the Father who was qualified to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. If you and I to go ask for a job, they would take a look at our resume, our history, what kind of experience from our previous work. Did we do a good job? Our ability, how's that? And we ask now I'm 65, I'm prepared to ask for Medicare. I don't know how to do that. Maybe I have to ask someone here older than me. But when we ask for the help of Medicare or some medical, they will look at your life. How much money you have in the bank? What your inheritance? All kinds of questions will be asked to see if do we have or qualify for that. When we need money to borrow, a mortgage to buy a house, they will examine our integrity, our credit. Are we good enough? And then we can have a loan to buy a car or a house. Anything, any activity in this life that we need, they will have to look in each one of us to see if are we qualified on it. And then they will achieve the standards of acceptance. In this verse in the Bible, giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you. That means you and I, we are not worthy in front of God. But in this world, they have to look at our life. They look at the situation, how we can help our life. Are you worthy to receive something? Then we receive it. But God does not look on us. What does God look at? He looked at His love for us. Doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter good or bad, doesn't matter whether bad or good, no matter, God doesn't look at us that way. He looked at His own love that can love us. So Paul said, He will make us qualified. He will qualify us. He accepts our situation, each one of us, when we come to God. We thank God. Last week, we have a new believer. Miss Lan has accepted Christ into her heart. And there may have more money than others in here. Maybe we have more capabilities to do something better than others. Maybe some were born in that Christian family, three or four generations only, except in this morning, but God caused each one of us as faith to be worthy. God accept us the way we are, no matter what kind of person we are. This is the grace when we become children of God. The worthiness is not because of us, but worthiness is God accepted us the way we are. Not only God has caused us to be qualified, but to inherit of His holy people in the kingdom of life. Every one of us will cause, God will cause to receive the inheritance. The inheritance of the holy people. God regarded us as important, not because Abraham, the great ancestor that gave the Jews inheritance 2,000 years. They are receiving a small inheritance after 2,000 years. God doesn't give David a great inheritance, right? And then God mistook his a small inheritance. The Bible says God will give us the inheritance same as the holy people. Not there's no discrimination of inheritance, the same, the glorious inheritance. We could not buy this kind of inheritance, but God says all the children will receive this inheritance. When we look at the ancestor of, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the ancestor of Jew, their faith may be too high for us. How can they have that kind of faith just like Abraham? The person that say your faith when they have no, he has no hope, but he still have faith. How can our faith compare to Abraham? When we look at the kings like David, Joshua, they have the heart that changed the whole country to return to God. How can they have the kind of faith, that kind of faith, like all those kings in the Old Testament? When we look at the prophets like Elijah, Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, how can I have compared to these holy people? They've done great things. I just go to church. When we compare ourselves with Peter, John, Paul, Barnabas, oh, how can I compare my faith to those apostles like that? The congregation doesn't matter whatever the promise is. Certain, we give us is we are qualified to receive the same inheritance as other Christians. This is only by grace that we receive it. So our keeper said, once you were not a people, before you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. When we did not receive mercy, when we did not have faith in God, now you are. Have mercy when we have put faith in Jesus. So that we see that we thank the Lord that the inheritance that we receive is an inheritance special and any other inheritance that we can have on this earth. May we have some money in the bank. So that we buy stocks. We have a house or two houses that we rent out, the accommodation, all those inheritance, we can lose at any time. It could be destroyed any time. Only an earthquake, or this coronavirus, the stock will go down. Maybe the change in the value of the money become worthless. Here, this inheritance that you and I receive from God, Peter say, the inheritance that will not be destroyed, will not be fading away, is up in heaven waiting for us. Dear congregation, thanks be to God, because who are we that can receive this promise, this wonderful promise? Who are we? How can we be worthy? God calls us to qualify, and then we have this inheritance. And this inheritance, Paul says, it is in the kingdom of light. It's a glorious inheritance that continue to remain forever. It's not temporary like in this world. It's above the time dimension. The world does not belong to this world. All these things, not because of us. Those things, it is because of God's love for us. Our faith that you and I have will cause us to experience these things. But for you and I to have this inheritance, not because of our worthiness, not what we have achieved. The Bible tells us there is one thing God has done to have everything. The act that God has done, that He has given His only Son to come into this world, to replace our place, to take our place of sinful. We think about that. He gave His only Son, Jesus, into this world to trade our place. This place before God, that is the death, the position that leads to death. Because we do not know our Creator, but His Son, God's Son, to sacrifice Himself on the cross, saying, please forgive them. Please, let me die in place of these people. I want to trace their place. And because you and I have that inheritance, we cannot be worthy. We could not do anything to deserve that. Nothing in us that can trade that. There is a newspaper about there's a ship, express train from London, and there's a royal train car. And all the cars are for the normal people. And these royal train, there's a place in them that can go out, a hallway that they can go out and look at the surrounding. There's a woman there. It's very in her arm is a baby with clothes of unsettling clothes, and she was holding a young person, a very handsome, from that royal car come out and to see the surrounding scene. And when he opened, he saw this woman with a baby in her arm. And there, she was holding onto the ledge because this is an express train. And this young, handsome person said, why didn't you come inside? And she shook her head. No, I'm not allowed to come into that train. And she was saying, you pay for it, right? So I pay for the, normal, down there, not here. But they're so crowded in there. I could not feel comfortable to take care of my baby. So I just stand outside next to this royal train, of this express train. Maybe it's more difficult, so I have to hold on to this ledge. But it's a bit more comfortable instead of the crowded part of them. This young person took out the ticket. Why don't you hold on to this ticket? Come in my place. I want to trade your place, to trade your ticket for mine. And this newspaper, this is Princess Charles, is Diane. He did that. Prince Charles. This action, it is a special one, a small act that express the mercifulness of his heart to this lady.
But
God's love, this church could not compare with what God has done. He was with God, full of glory. He could destroy all this world, but he did not do that. He willing to trade our place so we can receive inheritance by his grace. St. Paul said, we have to give thanks to our Father, but also joyful in thankfulness to God. Do we feel the grace that to have our joy in God so we can live in a life full of joy? Before you were not a people, you are the people of God now. Before you did not receive mercy, but now you have received mercy. The third point that Paul encourages that to understand ourselves, we are children of God, is the citizen of the kingdom of heaven because of the salvation. Verse 13 says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And the first thing that God can allow us to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven, that is, he rescued us from the dominion of darkness. We look at our own life. Can you feel that we are the one who was under the dominion of darkness? This is what Paul expressed about himself when he lived under the darkness of this world. In Romans chapter 7, I cannot do what I want. Are you experiencing such a thing? I do not understand what I do. What I want to do, I do not do. There is a power that calls us to require us to do something we do not want to do, but do something we hate. I could not do the good, but do the evil things that I don't. Do you want to do evil things? I don't think any of us want to do evil. But there is a kind of power of darkness that is causes to prevent us from the good things that we do, but to do evil things that we don't want. The world that we live in today is full of all kinds of trouble, about issue, about murdering, about robbery, about sexual immorality. Do they do want to do all this? Of course not. They don't want to do all that. But there is something from the inside of that person, from the sinful nature, that continues to guide them to do evil things. They know it's evil, but listen, there is a power of darkness in us. When I want to do good things, the evils continue to follow me. Everybody wants to do good, but when they want to do that, what do we want? The evils continue that cause us not to be able to do good things. So Paul has said, oh, who will rescue me from this wretched thing, wretched condition? This is sinful nature. You and I, there is a light. We maybe have a dominion over darkness, just like Paul experienced. Paul is so rich. Paul is intellectual. Paul is a person used by God, successful in his mission, that this person said the wretchedness of his own condition. We could not compare with Paul. We understand that dominion is even stronger in our lives, and we are more wretched than Paul. But this is Paul has discovered. He says, thanks be to God because of Jesus. We thank God because of Jesus. I have been escaped, rescued. The faith that you and I have in Jesus is to experience these things. Jesus is on the cross, and before he died, he said, everything is finished. What did Jesus mean by that? The salvation plan that God has given us has been completed. It's done. Humans, the sinful man cannot do anything. He could not correct ourselves. All we have is to have faith in Jesus to experience this forgiveness. All is complete. The salvation plan has completed when Jesus died on the cross. And so we have been saved from the power of this darkness in his Son. And every one of us can experience this in our near congregation. And when I watch TV or internet, there are some animal like a boar or anything like a bear. They were trapped in some trap, or they were trapped in some tree. And when they pass by and they saw that and they have a few mercy, they find a way to save that animal from the trap. How can we pick a big tree so the can free the animal from that trap? The more we approach, the animal will be scared and then become angry to fight. That animal doesn't understand that somebody is trying to save. And so the reaction is very angry. And somebody is all brave enough to save these, to release the animal from that trap. God has done that for us. He rescued you and me from the power of darkness. To do what? To move us into the kingdom of light. My wife has many songs. And it's attacking all the trees of the squirrel, destroying the fruit. And I make a trap for these squirrels. It's a small trap. But in this past few months, I have a trap. More than 10 squirrels. It's very simple, but I did not kill them. And when I trapped this squirrel, and I brought that into the park and far away, and I just released them out there, far away from home. And when they were trapped, they were just were so afraid. And so. Oh, so wretched. They were so afraid when they were trapped. And we looked at their eyes, afraid and scared. It was looking. It's so, we have compassion. When I brought to the park in some way and I opened the trap up. So go out, squirrel. I told them. And before the squirrel did not want to go out. It was not. But we see that, a wide field outside that he goes to. He ran and ran and ran. And he ran like they have 8 legs. It's so fast. They took up the trees nearby. And this is a salvation for the squirrel. So even though they can walk slow, I would not try. But I just want to move them. Into some else. Our God is the same. He saved our mind. He took us from the darkness and moved us into the kingdom of light. So I think that we still see many are still trapped that could not step out of that trap. God has moved us into the kingdom of light because of his love. But our attitude, how do we respond? We are children. Or we have a joyful life. or desperation. You have a life of worshiping that praise or to complain. If your life is full of still a sinful nature, if your life is a positive, optimistic to love, or your life is pessimistic, that has no meaning. We understand God better now. Do we understand ourselves better now? You and I, we can come into this U.S. America. We become a citizen. That's a privilege. And we feel proud when we have U.S. citizens. A few countries and a few have come here after a while. Maybe after 15 years, and we automatically become citizens of this country. Many Vietnamese to take the test without knowing English, but the country causes you can pass through the citizenship in Vietnamese. We have conditions very easy to become from the old citizen to become have a new citizen of this country. We feel proud. But the congregation, any of us from the citizen of this world, from this dark world, to become a citizen of the kingdom of light, that we hesitate, that so easy is easy. No, it's not easy. In the kingdom of light, the standard to become the citizen, what is it? It is, we've been saved, and our sins has been forgiven. There is no other standard. So that today, when we recognize that I am a citizen of heaven, we can see the joy coming from them. Is it more joyful than a citizen of U.S.? Maybe I think that we have is not regarding that as much as the U.S. citizen. Think of us. Before, you are not a people, but now you are the people of God. Before, you did not receive mercy, but now you have received mercy. The congregation, there's a story of a pastor with his son, 11-year-old. Every Sunday after the service and the afternoon, they went out and passed out gospel tracts. And one day, and the time, there was raining real hard, and the father, today it's raining. The father said, maybe we can skip this Sunday. But the son said, oh, Father, if they were leading to death, then doesn't matter whether it's rain or not, right, Father? But this is the rain so hard. How can we go? If you do not go, let me go. And he pleaded with his father, and the pastor said, okay, go ahead. They'll take a few gospel tracts with you. And he took a few, and outside, whoever he met, he passed out the tract. Only a few, so not many people. But he wanted to keep this every Sunday to go out, to pass out gospel tracts. And he has one left. He doesn't need anyone else. And finally, there's a house there. He said, oh, I don't see anyone else. Maybe I knock on this door, and whoever is there will give this. And so he ring the doorbell. Nobody opened. Another bell rang. Nobody answered the door. Another ringing of the bell. No one's answering the door. Maybe there's nobody here. So I want to find a different house. But there is, keep him there so that he can continue to ring and knock on the door many times. And after that, this woman was so sad. What can I help you with? The lady said, and this boy said, dear lady, excuse me for bothering you, but I only want to say you one thing. Jesus, love you very much. And he gave a gospel tract to him. I will give. This is a booklet that talk about Jesus, how Jesus loved you. And then he said, now goodbye. And the woman, thank you, and closed the door. And next day, next week is Sunday. And the pastor was teaching. And today, anybody is not to witness anything to give thanks for the past week. And then there's a woman, a strange one, rose up saying, dear congregation, you don't know me. I've never been to this church. I've never been even a children of God. My husband passed away. It's a short time away. And give me a loneliness, a sadness in my life. And I decided to kill myself, to maybe can meet my husband at some place. And again, I have prepared a rope in a chair, and up in the, I tie the rope on the ceiling. I give a noose and put my head in this noose, and I was about to kick the chair out. And so I will see my husband. While I was doing that, there is a bell ring. I said, oh, just one. Maybe they will go away. But the bell keep ringing. And then a knock on the door. I thought, who can come? Nobody can come to this house before. Nobody close to me. I have nobody new. But the bell keep ringing and ringing. And so I took the noose out of my neck, opened the door, and in front of me, a young boy, he's so bright, his face, he said, and caused my heart to be moved. Jesus loves you. That's what I heard. And he gave me a booklet. And literally, when I saw this young boy, when I received this booklet, I returned. And I took away the chair and the rope. I do not need this anymore. I read the stamp, and this, and in the back is an address. So I come and say, I want to thank you, the angel that brought me this booklet. Dear congregation, after this witnessing to the church, the pastor, he come to his son's place. He was so smile, so big, and he was embracing his son. The church was so, the whole congregation was so joyful. True, a young boy, about his faith to touch the power of Jesus. It doesn't matter whether the stormy weather outside, there is someone that is needing the love of God. And that love of God has changed the life of this woman. She concluded that I only one thing, that today I become the child of God. I hope that our life, we can understand ourselves better, understand the position that the Lord give us, so that our life will be a life that cause someone to be saved, to cause our friend to be saved, or our neighbor not heard of Jesus Christ. They know that I am joyful because I receive as a child of God. God is looking at us. And if you and I understand God better and understand ourselves better, we can say as Paul, because of his grace, and today I become this person because of grace, would make God bless each one of you. Please stand. We read our key verse today before we have a final prayer. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Well, invite one more time. We change the people into me. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once I have not received mercy, but now I have received mercy. Change the you into the I. We thank you, Lord. Before, I was not your people, but you have caused us to become your people. Before, I have not received mercy, but now I have received mercy. We thank you, Lord. You have helped me to understand more about you. You have helped me to understand more about myself through your word. We ask you to, in our faith in Jesus, we can receive a strength, a power from the heavenly, by a God's power inside of us to help us to be patient, to endure in the world full of desperation and suffering. May we understand our faith in Jesus can call us to be certain to receive the inheritance that would not perish, that would not be fading away, that is waiting for us. All the glory for us is safe for us in good. May we understand our faith in Jesus is causing us to be citizens of kingdom of life. We have been saved. God does not want us to depend on the darkness of this world. May our life be according to your word, so we can understand us better. We live our church, out each one of us, into your loving hand. May our life, our rest of me be worthy of your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.